All right, this is great news coming from the Freeman Arts Pavilion. And to break it all down for us, we've got the executive director, Patty Grimes. Patty, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Nice that spring is finally here.
Yes, we hope. Anyway, hey, listen, so April is Poetry Month. You guys are going to be offering a free series of poetry workshops and events. Tell me how you came up with this idea.
So as we're coming out of the pandemic, we've all been cooped up for over a year, and we have a beautiful, simple outdoor space and thought, you know, what could we do as spring's coming out, the weather's improving, and we actually have a Bayside residence. You know, our facility is in Bayside, and we had a Bayside resident come to us and tell us that she was, you know, a poet, and were we interested? So we have been collaborating with her. We actually, you may know this, we sponsored the Poetry Out Loud program in Sussex County Schools. So we've been a proponent of poetry in our arts and education program for the last 4 years. And so this is right in our wheelhouse. We can do it safely outside. We can celebrate both Poetry Month, as you mentioned, in April. And we also have the great way to bring in Earth Day and Arbor Day in April during this. So it's going to be free. It's something for everyone. You're going to learn haiku and different forms of poetic expression. I couldn't think of anything better for anyone of any age to come out and explore poetry in April.
You know, I've been to your facility many times for concerts, which, you know, are on hiatus right now still because of COVID. But this poetry series sounds like a great idea. Like you said, great facility. People can social distance. Let's get into some of the programs that will be offered. Talk about the individual programs. Of course, too many to mention all of them, but you can mention a few.
Yeah, so all during the month of April, we're going to have a haiku garden where we'll have these large stones with a variety of haiku around the tree, so you can sort of do a self-discovery and exploration of that. But we have everything on April the 10th, Haiku Rocks, where, you know, you've seen where people are like painting on rocks now. You'll be able to have a crash course on the fundamentals of haiku, and you'll be able to create your own haiku rock, and you can either put it in the haiku garden, rock garden at our facility, or you could take it home or give it away as gifts. So that's really going to be fun. On Earth Day, we're going to be taking poems and as it relates to, you know, nature and doing that. We're very excited. On April the 24th, it's going to be Poet-Tree in honor of Arbor Day. And anyone who comes that day will be able to take home a sapling to plant. And last but not least, on May the 1st, we're very excited about a songwriting workshop, and we're going to have local songwriters come and help folks, you know, write lyrics and create your own song that day, and then they'll be performing it. So we've really breaking out poetry in four different ways. It's every Saturday starting April the 10th for the workshops at 2 o'clock at our facility.
This is fantastic. Social distancing, everybody has to wear a mask and bring their own chair, right?
Yes, ma'am. You know, those things are still in place, but we have plenty of room for everybody to spread out. And, you know, the artists will be mic'd up, so we'll be able to hear them. We are going to provide all of the supplies that folks would need, not the chairs for sitting, but, you know, the rocks, and if there's painting or tablets for writing. So, you know, if you don't have a writing tablet, we're going to offer that to folks. And it's just going to be a great way, as we come out of this pandemic again, for people to have some self-expression and use these creative outlets to share their feelings.
All right, Patty, last question. Because of all of this is outdoors, what about inclement weather?
So if there is an inclement weather, it's going to be at our, we have a new office right at the entrance of Bayside, 31255 Americana Parkway. We have an open area indoors that we can still physically distance and keep the doors open to have fresh air. So we encourage folks to go to our website, see more information about this, and you can register online again. They are free and open for everyone to participate. So it's freemanarts.org. Again, that's freemanarts.org. All the information's there. We'd love to, you know, it's been a long time since we've seen people, and we're going to be masked up, socially distanced. We'd love to see the public.